10 years ago, a garbage dump in the Philippines was the scene of a tragedy. A towering pile of trash collapsed, burying some 300 people who lived and scavenged at the dump. The collapse prompted authorities to intervene to make the 74-acre Payatas dump site safe. But time is now running out for the site and its residents, as Simone Orendain reports.
As you approach the Payatas dump site, the road is lined with junk shops and shanty homes piled high with the precious commodity of trash. Behind them looms a massive gray mountain of garbage. But as you get close, the gray pile also has a lot of green, and it barely smells.
So this is the sample of this vetiver grass.
Retired Colonel Jamil Haimalin stands on an incline planted with trees and flowers. He's especially excited by the grass. Vetiver grass has 7-foot roots that grab onto the garbage, crushed rock, and soil beneath, stopping erosion and absorbing odors.
And this is very effective. We've been using this, planting this for the last 6-7 years, and no trash slide has been noticed here.
Haimalin heads the operation that revamped this site. The dump was once deadly towers of trash. It's now a series of gently sloping hills. Before the disastrous slide that prompted the landscaping, people came and went on their own, looking for plastics, aluminum, and other recyclables to sell. Entire families, including small children, converged on the trash heaps. Now the government facilitates the scavenging in 2 shifts. About 1,200 people come in during the day and some 700 at night. Children aren't allowed. This picture of orderly waste management is only temporary. With some 1,200 metric tons of garbage dumped daily, it won't be long before this place is deadly again. But Haimalin says the dump will soon close, so the scavengers and nearby squatters won't be in any danger.
They should prepare and look for alternative job, because the garbage will not be here forever. In fact, we're closing this. We're planning to close this by December, by end of the year. And so we're preparing them, in fact.
Haimalin says 75 people have so far completed a government-sponsored training program for jobs such as mechanics, drivers, and electronics repair. Not a lot compared to the thousands of families who live off of picking and processing the trash. About a mile away, Mary Lee sorts through huge sacks of used plastics. Her shanty home is made of rusted box spring mattresses. The 46-year-old remembers when the government temporarily closed the dump site after the tragedy in 2000.
Nung nawala yun, totally, syempre, yung mga tao na dyan na yung mga...
Lee says when the dump was gone, of course people went hungry. You started to see theft. There were very angry people who started hurting and killing each other because there was no way to earn. Lee predicts the same thing will happen if the dump closes for good. She says her work helped put her daughter through high school, which is out of reach for most of this country's poor. Garbage pickers can earn up to $5 a day. That's around half the daily minimum wage and just about enough to buy a day's supply of rice for a family. After speaking with people who live off garbage, few seem to have much faith in the government's job training plan, and they don't believe the government will actually close the dump site. Colonel Jamil Haimalin says the Payatas dump site will definitely close this year and soon after will be transformed into a park. And he says the scavengers who rely on the trash will have some time to adjust. A new 10-acre landfill will open next to the old dump, which he says will take 2 to 3 years to fill. For The World, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.